Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, the gloves came off in enterprise AI. We're not talking about incremental improvements or flashy demos anymore. The major players just declared war for control of how your business operates. And if you're still sitting on the sidelines, the window for strategic positioning is closing fast. Let's start with the biggest swing. OpenAI launched Frontier, and they're not being subtle about their ambitions. They want to be the operating system of the enterprise, not just another AI tool in your stack. The layer that sits between your business and every piece of software you use. Frontier orchestrates AI agents across applications, manages workflows, and here's the clever part. It'll even manage agents you built somewhere else. Very generous of them. The early adopter list reads like a who's who of corporate America: Intuit, State Farm, Thermo Fisher, Uber. These aren't pilot projects with the innovation team. This is production infrastructure for companies that move billions of dollars. But here's what should make every CTO pause. Do you really want OpenAI sitting between your operations and your entire software stack? The orchestration promises are compelling, but vendor dependency at that level is, let's call it, significant. Salesforce clearly saw this coming. Their Spring 26 release is basically a counterpunch wrapped in a product announcement. Agentforce Builder gives you no-code agent creation inside your existing Salesforce environment. New sales workspace, autonomous email, the works. For the millions of businesses already running on Salesforce, this looks like the path of least resistance. And that's the strategic question everyone's dancing around. Do you build your agent future in your CRM vendor's ecosystem or in a dedicated AI platform? There's no obviously wrong answer yet, but the choice you make now will echo for years. While those two throw punches over platform control, Anthropic took a different approach. Opus 4.6 quietly solved the harder problem. Making agents actually good at knowledge work, better document handling, spreadsheet analysis, slide creation, the stuff that consumes most white-collar hours. But the real breakthrough is agent team coordination. Multiple agents splitting coding tasks and collaborating like a human engineering team. This isn't just parallel processing, it's a fundamentally different model of work. If you're already using Claude for development, the upgrade evaluation should be immediate. The productivity gains could be substantial. Now, before you get swept up in all these platform announcements, Google Cloud just published something that should recalibrate your thinking. Real numbers from real deployments. Tela saving 40 minutes per AI interaction. Suzano with a 95% reduction in query time. These aren't pilot metrics, they're operational improvements at scale. The key insight from their data: success comes from connecting agents to run entire workflows, not isolated tasks. Point solutions are giving way to orchestrated systems. If you're still measuring AI success by chatbot interactions, you're tracking the wrong thing entirely. Here's where it gets sobering. Deloitte just dropped research that should focus every executive's attention. Only 14% of organizations have production-ready agentic AI solutions. 42% are still developing strategy roadmaps. And the kicker: Gartner predicts over 40% of agentic AI projects will fail by 2027 due to legacy system limitations. The bottleneck isn't AI capability, it's enterprise architecture. The companies winning with agents aren't necessarily using the newest tools. They're the ones who did the unglamorous work of cleaning data, modernizing integrations, and building governance frameworks first. This connects to something important that often gets lost in the platform wars. OvalEdge's recent analysis crystallized a shift in how we should evaluate these systems. The old question was, how autonomous is this AI? The new question is, how well does it integrate and how do we govern it? The most capable agent is useless if it can't connect to your systems or if you can't audit its decisions. As you evaluate Frontier, Agentforce, or standalone tools, prioritize orchestration capabilities and governance features. Autonomy without accountability is a liability, not an asset. So what does this all mean? This week confirmed what we've been watching. 2026 is the year of platform consolidation in enterprise AI. Everyone wants to be the orchestration layer for your AI operations. For business leaders, the immediate priority isn't picking winners. It's ensuring your organization can work with any of them. Clean data infrastructure, flexible integration architecture, governance frameworks that travel across platforms. Build that foundation now and you'll have options. Skip it and you'll be locked into whatever vendor you stumbled into first. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.